As we have stated previously in our last lesson, we mentioned that we are still busy with the theme of the six injunctions of righteousness. And alhamdulillah, we have already completed with five, that is wasiyyah, qisas, sawm, i'tikaf, hajj, and today we are busy with the sixth injunction of righteousness, and that is the injunction of qital and jihad, and that is in this context to wage war against those kuffar who have waged war against the Muslims, to fight those kuffar who have fought against the Muslims. Remember, before we proceed with the commentary of this verse, there are a few important points to take note of. Number one, Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, before Hijrah, prior to Hijrah, throughout their stay in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that is now 10 years after Nubuwwah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a Nabi, a Prophet from Allah, from then right till Hijrah, that is 10 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed in Makkah. Throughout his entire stay in Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims were prohibited from making jihad, from waging war, and from fighting against those kuffar who fought against them in Makkah. And we know the incidents very well. We see the incident of Bilal radiallahu anhu. We see the incident of Khabbab radiallahu anhu. The family of Yasir radiallahu anhu. They were subjected to various types of taklif, hardships, and they were tortured by the kuffar. So we know how they were, how they suffered at the hands of the enemies, at the hands of the kuffar, throughout the stay of the Muslims in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is finally given permission by Allah to migrate and to go to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba now migrate, and this is 10 years after they stay in Makkah Al-Mukarramah. Remember, all the ayat that were revealed in Makkah Al-Mukarramah, all the ayat that were revealed in Makkah Al-Mukarramah advised and exhorted the Muslims, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba in Makkah, that listen, whatever the taklif be, whatever the pain be that you suffer now at the hands of the non-Muslims, whatever pain is now inflicted upon you by the kuffar in Makkah, don't be bothered about that. In other words, forgive them for that. Overlook that. Pardon them. Overlook them. When Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now comes to Medina, the kuffar, they still pursue, they still follow, and they still trouble the Muslims who are now migrating to Medina. In fact, we know the whole story of Hijrah, how they tried to catch up with Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wanted to get rid of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when he comes to Medina, they still trouble the Muslims. Now in Medina, this verse which we have just recited now, amidst or together with a few other verses related to the same subject, that is the subject of qital, were now revealed in Medina Munawwara. And what does this verse mean? So we will discuss now the tafsir of this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. In other words, Allah says, kill or fight, wage war or fight against those people who have waged war against you. In other words, from the start of the verse you can see, it is impermissible to fight and to wage war against people who do not fight against you. We see a hadith were revealed. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, he says, نَهَى النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ قَتْلِ النِّسَاءِ وَالصِّبْيَانِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from killing women, from killing children. In fact, even the monks and the rabbis, those who were the ulama of the Yahud and Nasara, we were told in Islam that we should not kill them because they were there for religious service they were doing for their communities. Sahaba and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, together with the Sahaba, they were prohibited from killing them. There are many incidents recorded in tarikh. So Allah says, only fight those people who fight against you. And immediately after, Allah says, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Don't cross the bounds. Don't go beyond this. Don't transgress. In other words, only those people who fought against you, it is permissible to fight against them. Anybody besides this, it is impermissible for you to fight. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. And Allah says, I don't love those people who transgress. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Because this is the balance. 10 years they suffered. Now of course, a day comes where Sahaba can fight and defend and retaliate. And why do they retaliate? This is Quran mentions this very clear in another verse. Some Mufassirin mentioned this was the first verse to be revealed regarding jihad. And the Mufassirin say, no, that the verse I'm going to recite to you, that was the first verse revealed regarding qital. And what is that verse? أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Listen, The only reason why qital, fighting, waging war against the kuffar is permitted for you is because you are mazloom. You are oppressed by them. You were in Makkah, they drove you out of your homes of Makkah. Now you came to Medina, they're still troubling the Muslims. Because of the fact you are mazloom, that is why it is now permitted for you to now retaliate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse says that, listen, I do not love those who transgress. In other words, you can only fight those people who fight against you. Then Allah says, وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. Subhanallah. Allah says, kill them wherever you find them. Now what does this mean? This part of the verse was actually revealed after Sulh al-Hudaybiyah. It's a whole different incident, a whole different episode that took place. And what is Sulh al-Hudaybiyah? It's a long incident. We cut the long story short. The Muslims now were coming to Mecca to perform Umrah. And they were blocked. They were stopped from performing Umrah. They were stopped from coming into Mecca. So the Muslims came to some sort of agreement with the Kufar, with the Mushrikeen. And they made this peace treaty, the Sulh. And from one of the things that they agreed upon was that the Kufar would allow the Muslims to come to Mecca the following year and perform Umrah. Came the following year. That eve, the night before they embarked on this journey now from Medina to Mecca, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were a little scared, they were a little frightened, fearful of the fact that what if they come to Mecca this time and they see some aggression from the side of the Kufar, and the Kufar, they do not allow them and they block them from coming into Mecca again like how they did in the previous year, then what do they do? Because the Kufar may fight and wage war against them because we can't trust the Mushrikeen. This verse was then revealed. Allah says, listen, if they fight you, then of course you may kill them wherever you find them. وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ. Allah says that remove them now from Mecca, from how or from the places that they have removed you. In other words, this was your hometown. The Kufar drove you out from Mecca and now you had to go to Medina, you had to migrate. But now if you come again, if they have to fight you, no. Then you fight against them and you remove them in the same manner they have removed you out from your own homeland. And then Allah says, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. And fitna is worse than killing. What does this mean? In other words, Allah is telling us, I know you don't want to kill people. Killing is the most terrible thing that a person can do in this dunya. But Allah says, listen, fitna is actually worse than that. What is fitna? Fitna refers to two things here in this verse. It refers to shirk in Allah. The kuffar are making shirk in Allah. And it refers to the kuffar are now stopping you from doing religious ta'at, religious acts of obedience. And that is performance of Hajj and Umrah. They are not allowing you to ever make Umrah and Hajj. How could you be stopped from such a great religious act of obedience, ta'at? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, listen, if it comes to this point where they stop you from making Umrah and Hajj, then listen, wal fitnatu. Remember that this trial for you is actually worse than killing. In other words, you may retaliate. And then Allah says, wala tuqatiluhum inda al-masjid al-haram hatta yuqatilukum fee. We look at the first part of this verse. Allah says, waqtuluhum haythu thaqiftumuhum. That you may kill them wherever you find them. So it's armed, it's general. But Allah says, no, listen. There are a few cases where we say this is istithna. This is now, this is what we say, is excluded from the general law. In other words, if they have to fight you at Masjidul Haram and in the environs of Al-Masjidul Haram itself, no. وَلَا تُقَاتِلُهُمْ. In other words, you do not fight them عند المسجد الحرام by Makkah al-Mukarramah, by the sacred haram, حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ, until they fight you in Al-Masjid al-Haram. So killing is not permissible whatsoever in Al-Masjid al-Haram and in the surrounding areas of Al-Masjid al-Haram until the kuffar come, and if they have to invade at first, then the Muslims may retaliate in Al-Masjid al-Haram. So Allah says, فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ, if they find you here in Al-Masjid al-Haram, فَاقْتُلُوهُمْ, then only it is permissible for you to fight and to retaliate. كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. That is the reward then for those disbelievers. But Allah says again, listen. And twice Allah will repeat this verse. فَإِنْ إِنْتَهُوا. But if the kuffar have to desist, in other words, if they desist from shirk, they stop from making shirk, and if they stop from prohibiting and stopping and blocking you from coming and performing Hajj and Umrah, then listen, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. In other words, Allah will forgive the past sins that were committed on behalf of the kuffar by them killing all the Muslims they have already killed. If they make tawbah, Allah will forgive that. Then Allah says, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ. And fight these people who have fought against you. حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. Why do you fight them? So that there's no fitna that is prevalent, so that there is no fitna that is remaining. What fitna are we talking about? Fitna of shirk again, and the fitna of where the Muslims are not allowed to come into their own homeland to perform Hajj and Umrah. So you fight till that, to that extent. وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ, to the extent that the deen of Islam must become solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah again reiterates the same message. But فَإِنْ إِنْتَهُ, but if they desist, they become Muslims, they stop the shirk that they're doing, and they stop from blocking the Masjid al-Haram from you coming to Makkah to perform Umrah and Hajj, Allah says again, فَلَا عُدْوَانَ, then of course, you don't show your enmity and your hatred towards anybody, except for who? The ظالمين, those wrongdoers, those who stop the path from you coming to perform Hajj and Umrah, and from those people who continue to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the correct understanding of these verses. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ